We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Sefer Torah, Halacha Gimel. Again, this halacha is based on a story in Sipurei Maaseiyos, the seven betlers, the fifth day, where one of the major pieces in that story, Rabbeinu Zal describes a tree, a very spiritual tree, whose roots were Emuna, Yira, and Anova, faith, respect. Yira can be fear or respect. Anov is humility. And the body of the tree was Emes. And Rav Nosson Zal integrated that part of the story into the halacha we're learning about. He gave us a few examples of what it relates to, what it refers to. And now he's going to take us into our topic, writing a Sefer Torah, and how that relates to the tree we spoke about. Gam bechsivas Sefer Torah nechlolin kol hashloisha shoroshim hanal v'gufo ilan hanal. In addition to the things we've spoken about so far, when it comes to writing a Sefer Torah, the three roots of the tree and the body of the tree that we discussed earlier are also found in this mitzvah. Ki ho'oisiois bi'atzmom heim bebechinas emuna. Because the letters of the Sefer Torah correspond to Emuna, the root of the tree that's referred to as Emuna. Kamo shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'haTorah kartalisa, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in chapter 18 in Likutei Moran. It's a little bit long to go into now. I don't know. Mitzvah Hashem, take his word for now. For this item, let's take Rav Nosson Zal's word for it. Those at one can take a look over the Torah Yutes. Rabbeinu Zal speaks a lot about letters and Emuna, and he shows the connections between them. And when a person writes a Sefer Torah, they have to make sure that the letters should be complete, perfect. There shouldn't be missing even the tiniest part of a letter. And usually when the Gemara speaks about the tiniest part of a letter, it uses as an example the thin line of a yud, those little tiny lines that are added to the letter yud. When you write a yud, there's a little line that comes up on top of the yud, a little line on bottom. Those are called koitz. Koitz literally means a thorn, like a thorn on a bush, on a flower. The thorn on the letter yud, that tiny, tiny little thin line, even that has to be perfect. It has to be perfect. We're not talking about the tagin here, the crowns. We're talking about the koitz. That's like a thin line. A tag is a little line, and it gets larger on top. It has like a dot on top. V'chein b'chol ois v'ois, ha-kotzer ho-achroin, ha-mashlim t'munas ois, hu b'chinas yud, kemoi shemavur ba-toyra kartalisanal. Rav Nosson Zal says, in addition to what we just said, regarding every letter of the Aleph Beis, in order for the letter to be whole, it has to have every drop of ink in there. You know, from top to bottom, right to left, every drop of ink that makes up the shape of that letter. And if a koitzoi shel yud is missing, which means like even if a little hair of ink is missing in one place, that can knock it out. And therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says there that regarding each and every single letter, what completes the letter is the letter yud. Because a yud in its simplest form is just a tiny line, a thin line. That's what completes every letter. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 18 in Likutei Moran. The yud, hi bechinas anova. We know that the letter yud of the Aleph Beis represents humility. Because the Gemara says, ki yud ktano sheboisios. The letter yud is the smallest of the letters of the Aleph Beis, Bechinas Tachlis Vanova, and therefore it represents perfection of humility, to be small, when a person considers himself very small. V'alkein Hayud Meramezes Aloilum Haba Kamuva, and this is also why the Gemara says that the letter Yud represents the world to come. There's a pasuk, Ki Beko Hashem Tzur Olamim, Hashem created worlds with Yud Hey, with the letters Yud Hey of his name. So the Gemara says this world that we're living in now, he created with the letter Hey. The future world was created with the letter Yud. Why? To show us that only the little people are going to be there. Who's going to get into the future world? those people who have genuine humility, anova, shleimus so anova. Ki ikara tainug v'chaya holam haba lo yekablu kiim al yidei b'chinas anova, because the real pleasure and life experience of olam haba will only receive that through humility. As Rabbi Nizal discusses in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 72, Sheho anovo shel kol echod yihye nechye b'tchiyas hameisim, that when Hashem brings the dead back to life, what part of a person will be brought back to life? The humility of the person. That's the part that will experience tchiyas hameisim, v'yizke l'chay olam haba. That's the part that's going to be brought into olam haba. The rest will be discarded, chas v'shom. Ayin shom, look over there in Torah Ayin Beis and Likutei Moran Tanina, where Rabbi Nizal elaborates on that. Utzrichin, so far, we mentioned the letters of the Sefer Torah, which we said correspond to Emuna. Then we mentioned that what completes the letters is the letter Yud, the smallest part of a little line. And we said Yud represents Anova. So we covered so far Emuna and Anova in the writing of a Sefer Torah. Utzrichen lichtoiv ha-Sefer Torah lishmo, l'shem kedush ha-Sefer Torah, l'shem Hashem. And we know that one of the most important laws when writing a Sefer Torah is that the person has to be concentrating. I'm writing these words in order to fulfill the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. I want this is not just a scroll, it's not just a piece of paper. This is a Sefer Torah. I'm writing this for the holiness of a Sefer Torah, for the honor of Hashem, especially when I write Hashem's name, to have in mind that this is the name of Hashem. V'ze b'chinas yira. This thought, this concentration, is associated with yira. Because when a person is concentrating on the fact that they're doing something for Hashem, that is yira. That's a display of respect for Hashem. Bibichinas, as the pasuk says, leyira es Hashem hanichbod v'hanoira, to respect Hashem's honorable and awesome name. So this, when we write a Sefer Torah, one of the most important components of the Sefer Torah is Hashem's name in there. And the halacha requires that when you're writing Hashem's name, you have to have in mind, I'm writing the name of Hashem. So that itself is a manifestation of yira. As the pasuk says, le'yira es Hashem hanichbod v'anoira, to respect Hashem's honorable, awesome name. When we are showing honor and awe related to Hashem's name, that is yira. That's associated with yira. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, mipnei shmi nichasu, because of my name, he was afraid. So we see the names of Hashem, which are the most important critical component in writing a Sefer Torah, it's all about yira. The name of Hashem imposes fear and respect on one who is writing it properly. And when a person does this, then he places a holiness on this parchment, on this Sefer Torah. Ki yira b'chinas kodesh, because yira is associated with kedusha, holiness. Kama shekosev, as the pasuk says, yiru es Hashem kedoshav. Fear and respect Hashem, you holy ones. So we see that yira and kedusha go together. And as we find in another pasuk, Kel Na'arots Besoid Kedoshim, Hashem is respected among the holy people, Rabo Venoira Al Kol Sviva. He is great and awesome on all those who surround him. Nimtza, so we see so far, Shaidei Ksivas Ha'oisius Bishleimus Lishmo, that by a person writing the letters of the Torah properly, whole, making them whole and writing them with the proper intention, that he's writing it l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, ayidei zeh nishlamim kol hashloisha sharoshim anal. That completes the three roots of the tree that we spoke about, the yira, the emuna, and the anava. Because as we said earlier, when writing of the letters injects, generates faith. Writing of the letters generates faith, because that's what the Torah really is all about. And completing the letters, we said that what completes each one of the letters is the letter Yud. The letter Yud represents that final drop of ink that's used to complete each letter. And the Yud, we said, represents Anova. The Yud is the smallest one of the letters. And when a person writes the Sefer Torah with the right intentions, he's focused at the time, he's concentrating on his respect and awe for Hashem, that's the Yira. And when these roots grow and are completed, then the tree is completed. And we said the tree is all about Emes. Shehu klal ha-sefer Torah. That's what the whole Sefer Torah is all about. Shehu Toiras Emes. That's what the Torah is called throughout, the Torah of truth. Shenaseis v'nivnis miksivas ho'osios b'shleimus lishmo. And the Torah is created and built up from writing the letters completely lishmo. Sheze bechinas so'ilon. That's the tree Rabbeinu Zal speaks about there in Sipurei Maaseis. Bechinas eitzach eitzchaim, the tree of life, shegodel mishloisha shoroshim anal, which grows forth from those three roots. V'alkein ayudei ksiva sefer Torah mamshichen al atzmoi kedusha so'ilon anal shebechinas eitzchaim. Therefore, when a Jew writes a sefer Torah, he's drawing upon himself the holiness of the tree, that tree of life, shehu lamalo me'amokim. And as we learned in the previous year, that this tree is referred to as above the concept of space. It's something spiritual. Vaydeze mekachin es hamokim. And by doing that, we sanctify the place, the space, the parchment, the actual mokim, we sanctify it. At shezoichen lalo yislebchinas lamalo me'amokim. To the point where we're able to use that as a springboard to go to lemalam and amokam, what's above the concept of space. Sheze ikar hashlemus. That's the real completion of the mitzvah. Shebishvil ze bonu loilam kanal. Because that's really what all of us have come into the world for, as we mentioned in the previous year. That one of the ways of summarizing our mission in life, that our mission in life is that before Hashem created anything, there was only the infinite light of Hashem, which had no boundaries, which had no mokim. There was no concept of a place. We were beyond that. When Hashem created the world, the wording that's used in the Sifrei Kabbalah is He made room. He vacated a space. Cholol haponoi, it's called, a vacant space. Hashem constructs Himself to make room, to make a mokoim, to make room in which the whole creation could evolve. And the mission of the creation is to take this place, this space, and bring it back up to its origin, to its roots, plug it back into Hashem, which is infinite, which is lamala me'amokoim. V'alkein tzorech kol echod lichtoiv ha-sefer Torah bi'atzmoi. And this is why this mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah applies to each and every individual Jew. Each Yid has to write a Sefer Torah for himself. Oy, or, al kol ponim, at least, lahaniach bo oy sechod, to write in one letter in the Sefer Torah. Ki hu bi'atzmoi tzorech lekadesh es mekoimoi ba'asher hu sham. Because every Jew is in a different place. One of the greatest things that the Gemara tells us, and Rabbeinu Zal expounds on, is when it talks about judging people, how a Jew is not allowed to judge any other Jew. Why? Because the Mishnah says, "Al toden es chavercha at shetagi el makoymoi." Don't you judge that other person until you're in the same position as they are, until you're in their place. When you'll be in his place and you'll know all of his circumstances, then you'll be in a position to know why he did something or why he didn't. Since you're not in his place, since all of us occupy a distinct individual place, therefore none of us are permitted to judge anybody else. with the exception of Hashem. Hashem is called Mekoimoi Shaloilam. Hashem is the place of the world. Hashem is the arena. Hashem is the place. One of Hashem's names is Mokoim. Hashem is place. Hashem is above the concept of space, and he's the one who created space. So Hashem does know every single person's place. And the true tzaddik, who nullifies himself to Hashem, who plugs into Hashem totally, he is qualified to make Rosh Hashanah. He is qualified to make a judgment day, because he knows how to judge every Jew favorably. He knows how to understand every person's individual circumstances and be able to defend every person based on those circumstances. Not to find fault, but to be able to find justification why, if the, like the Gemara says, if you recall the famous story that one of the rabbis was once introducing the shiur he was going to give the next day. So he said, tomorrow we're going to be discussing Menashe, our buddy Menashe. And he was saying it sarcastically. This was King Menashe, who was one of the leading idol worshippers. So the Gemara says, that night Menashe Hamelech came to him in a dream and said to him, prepare to die, buddy. You call me buddy? You think you're my buddy? So the Gemara said, this was one of the rabbis of the Gemara. This was one of the greatest tzaddikim of all time. So the rabbi looked at him as if to say, what did I do? They told me you were one of the bad guys. So Menashe said, I was one of the bad guys. If you were living in my time, I wouldn't be able to catch up with you. You'd be running so quick to the idols, I wouldn't be able to keep up with you. And again, there's all kinds of depth to this, but Menashe was explaining, don't you judge me. You're living now with all your rabbi friends, with Tanoim, with the... You don't know what was in my time. You don't know what kind of Yetzirah there was for idol worship. You don't know the test that I had, the circumstance that I was in. Had you been in the exact same circumstances as me, I don't know if you would have done better. And this is a concept that appears throughout Yiddishkeit. So here we're being told, so this is why each and every individual Jew is supposed to write a Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah is related to Mokoim, to elevating Mokoim to... It's your ma. Every Jew has a unique makom. He can't write a Sefer Torah for me because he's in a different place. He's elevating his place to Lamala Miyamokim. Each one of us has to elevate our place, my place, to Lamala Miyamokim. Alidei sheyamshich v'yekasher oisiyas ha-Torah bi'atzmoy. By me myself drawing the letters of the Torah bebechinas mokim, putting them into a finite place, writing them on the Sefer, on the parchment. And thereby elevate the place to above the concept of place, you know, to something totally spiritual. So that the Jew will be zeicher to go up and plug into that holy tree, that special tree.